Wilk has been writing and lecturing about running injury management for more than 30 years. Bruce is certified in manual therapy and orthopedic physical therapy, and oh yes, he's completed 27 marathons and 4 Ironman triathlons. His primary practice is in Miami, where he is the director of the Orthopedic Rehabilitation Specialists. He and his wife also own the Runner's High, which has become one of the centers of Miami's running community. As I've shared before, I'm a race walker who's completed 10 half marathons. Along the way, Bruce has helped me manage my achy knees. Bruce has just published the Running Injury Recovery Program, a guidebook to treating your own running injuries. It's the culmination of Bruce's 30 years in the field. Welcome, Bruce. It's great to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thank you.
You are an incredibly busy professional. What was your impetus for writing this book?
To save runners' lives. But there's a lack of agreed-upon treatment management programs. There's a wide standard of care. And over my 30 years, I've treated runners who have suffered life-altering running injuries, not from a running injury, but from the medical management of a running injury.
I'm a race walker, not a runner, and I'm usually, to put it delicately, at the back of the pack. Is your book for me too?
Yes.
All right. How does one go about assessing your own injury?
The runner needs to understand it's not the type of injury that's critical, it's the severity. So in my book, I've developed a 5-stage scale, and each scale would have red flags, because stage 5 is pain that cripples you. Any type of running injury can be a crippling injury, and this is why I wrote my book. If a runner does not know how to navigate the medical system and doesn't know how to clear themselves as they get through the medical system, any crippling running injury can be a life-altering running injury, because by the nature of being an injured runner, you're a healthy person. When a healthy person enters the medical system, bad things can happen to them. And I treat many runners who have had complications from needless surgery that was based on MRI results and never treated the running injury, and they went through a nightmare. The same for cortisone shots. I've treated runners who have had nerve damage from cortisone shots. I've treated runners who have had fractures explode after cortisone shots while running. And so a healthy person can become a disabled person by over-aggressive medical management and the complications.
Okay, 2 questions come right to the forefront. Whether you're a walker or a runner, when you're in pain and you know you have some sort of an injury, how do you know whether to go to a sports medicine doctor or straight to your physical therapist?
In my book, I've devoted several chapters for runners to self-assess their needs and the quality of the medical intervention they're receiving. If you think you need professional help, get professional help, but then go in with your eyes open, assess what's going on, make sure the treatment meets up to a standard of care that's acceptable to you.
Okay. I was fascinated by something that you wrote, which you kind of alluded to earlier. Taking meds to feel better is not the same as actually getting better. Talk more about that.
Masking pain while doing strenuous activity is dangerous, but more importantly, most every medication, whether oral or injected, prescribed or over-the-counter, weakens your body. So you not only are taking medication that masks the pain, you're taking medication that potentially weakens your body while you're doing strenuous activity. That's a real red flag in my protocol.
Just from my own experience, when you finish a half marathon or even a 5K and you're achy the next day, are you saying kind of not to take, you know, pain meds, just even some Advils and things like that?
Yeah, I recommend runners, injured runners, when they take medication orally, there's a 24-hour period sensation of not training. For injectable medication, it's at least 3 weeks. It varies individually, but I don't want them training through pain that they need to take medication for. On my one scale, it's one step from disaster. My pain scale also works for training. Okay, so while injured, we're talking about an unusual, disconcerting pain. Now, there is normal pain of training. There is pain upon exertion. If a familiar known pain, that's the cost of doing business. With training hard, there's some pain at rest. We feel our legs. Pain during normal daily activities, getting out of a chair on the steps, is a little abnormal. I limit my athletes the bulk of their time to known pains while running, known pain some while recovering, not running, and very cautious pain that occurs to normal daily activities. The red flags are altering your stride, disturbing rest, and altering and modifying normal daily activities. Those require a period of recovery.
Readers, this is Elaine Charles. I'm speaking with Bruce Wilk about his new book, The Running Injury Recovery Program. If you develop osteoarthritis, does that spell the end of your running career?
Not necessarily. Osteoarthritis has different natures and different types, and I've helped many runners and race walkers continuing the care of continuing their training with arthritis. And the important thing for the listeners to understand, contrary to popular belief, there is no increased arthritis in a typical runner's legs and their spines. There's also data to show that lifelong running preserves your knees as well as lifelong walkers, and lifelong runners have less knee arthritis than the general population. It is not running that increases knee arthritis. It is surgery and trauma. Walking is the gold standard for osteoarthritis management, and I fight to keep my osteoarthritis running. There would be judicious use of medication for arthritis and training, but that would be getting professional care and a great deal of caution of using the over-the-counter medications for arthritis and continuing to train. But there is a large place in professional care while you're monitored and paying attention to the other aspects of your body while you're managing your osteoarthritis, pain, and inflammation with medication and training. It would require professional care.
I wanted to get your opinion on selecting the right shoe. I know that's a huge topic.
There are shoes that can precipitate a running injury, an ill-fitting, worn-out, improperly designed, improperly manufactured shoes. And some manufacturers have gotten into trouble for making false claims about shoes fixing running injuries, especially barefoot running shoe technology. In my protocol, I have my runners using proper training shoes. I go through how to select the shoe is properly designed, how to find that the shoe is properly manufactured, how you can analyze the shoe fits properly, and how you can assess the shoe functions right throughout the course of recovery. I try to use one good shoe through the whole course of recovery.
Bruce, I really want to congratulate you on the book. I've read it. It's easy to use. As I said, the graphs and the photos are amazingly helpful, and it's a great resource. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.